Okay, we had a case here where two witnesses signed on the shtar and they died, and two other witnesses come along and say, we recognize the signature. However, you should know that the people who signed were ketanim, were psuliators, and all that kind of stuff. So the question is, so the brais over here says that it depends. If we have no other way of validating the shtar other than through these people's peshas, peshit, we believe them. But if not, then we don't believe them. And it says there, we don't believe them, and we use the shtar. So you might ask the question, how can you use the shtar? At the end of the day, it's still today for today. You have the two witnesses on the shtar who say that it was signed as a proper shtar, but you have these two other witnesses say it wasn't. So at best, it's today for today. It's Eidei HaKosha. How can you use it? That was the question. So first we start answering HaKosha Tchilas HaZama, which means HaKosha has similarities to HaZama. Just like HaZama, the only way you can be Mazam is if the witnesses you're saying were not around are in front of you saying HaKosha. And because they're not around, you can't really be Makhaj them. So therefore the original Shtar is valid, and we totally discount or disregard the second Eidus. Says the Nach, doesn't make sense. Had these Eidus been here, they would have been knocked back. Plus, could it very well be these two Eidim, had they been here, they would have been Maida. Yeah, you're right, it didn't happen. Oh, Taka, we worked on him. Maybe they worked on him. We don't know. So, and you're just going to discount it like that? So the question goes back. So the shtar, what do you mean? The shtar is valid because since there's no migi for the second pair of Eidim, we don't believe them. But at worst, it's still two Eidim versus two Eidim. Why do you say Magbin and Beidim, can you still use a shtar? Elam, Rav Nachman, what we do is Uki, Terei, Lehadi, Terei. You're right. It's two set against two. So what do? Whenever there's this question, we leave the money in the way it is, where it's lying. So then what's the point of holding the shtar? Why don't you just rip it up? So Rashi here learns, because Rashi holds tfisa lachash and la sofing mahani. Rashi holds that if the other person grabs the money back, let's say the borrower grabs the money back, whatever it is, and he says, I followed the other Eidim, you need proof that the first Eidim are right. Because even though the suffix already started, Tfisa la'achash and la'asavik mahani. Taisa definitely argues. Taisa says, no way.
Theoretically, if you've got the shtar being produced now, because yeah, the lender is claiming his money, he's got the shtar,
yeah,
so the money's with the borrower.
The money right now is the borrower. That's the daloch. You leave the money where it is.
Yeah, but okay, so what's the thing of tearing up the shtar? And I was saying, because we're now
we never use
the
it,
lender, because we're now
has no right to use it.
Now, right, so therefore, you, then there's not a valid shtar, let's tear the shtar up.
That's right. So why doesn't say that?
Can't come back and ask.
So Rashi learns based on this Gemara here that Israel, the lender would have grabbed the money, then the borrower can't say, give my money back, because the lender says, maybe I'm right, I have to aid him. You prove. So Rashi holds a tfisal achish and al-safi mahani. And Cheskes Mammon is not a beater. Cheskes Mammon is a din, and therefore whoever has it. Taisa totally disagrees. Taisa says that tfisal achish and al-safi does not help. There's an eye from Tok for Koyin over there. And tfisal achish does not help, because Cheskes Mammon is a form of beater. Once we put in the din Cheskes Mammon, which means it verifies that probably this is where the money belongs, or that's where it is, then just because you grabbed it, so what? What does that prove? Nothing. Put it back. Okay, let's go back to Gemara. Says Gemara, where do you find this concept? Midi Lahavi, just like the Anichse de Bashatya, the state of Bashatya, the Bashatya, interesting name that he had, because this guy was a schizophrenic, and they called him Shatya. Maybe that was his nickname. Zavin Nichse, he sold properties. And he was a schizophrenic. Sometimes he's normal, sometimes he isn't. And when he's normal, he can do whatever every other person can do. But when he's not normal, he can't sell. He's irresponsible. So what happened? He sold property. Also, today came along to which Amri said, "Kishu shaitas of any soul." He's an idiot. So give it back to him. He didn't know what he was doing. Obviously, he wanted his property back. But also, today came along another two of Amri. Kishu chol mizav. He sold it when he was healthy and he's well. And if it's a valid sale, what do you do now? Two against two. And here's by property. By property, we go to Cheskes. Where's the Cheskes Mammon by property? Not like by Metalton, whoever has it right now. By property, whoever had it till now. Works very differently, because it's not a portable thing. So we say Cheskes Mammon over here is you go Cheskes to the original Balabas. And because you go to the original Balabas. Sorry?
You're undoing the sale.
100%. But that's the Chazaka. Yeah. That's the Chazaka here. So what do we bring a Raya for
Bashi? If you're undoing the sale, at least you're giving the purchaser back his money.
Mm-hmm.
In the other case, yeah, with the lender, with the borrower.
Well, we don't know. Yeah. But the what do you call it? So what do we bring a Raya from Bashati is, you go back to the Chazaka. That's what we bring a Raya. Here it's not so much Cheskes Mammon, here it's more Cheskes Morikama, but the idea of Chazaka. Of a loyam, when you say about property, it goes back to the Bashatya, Eldi Isle, Chazoka Davosa. He has a very strong Chazoka because his parents owned the property, and they for sure owned it outright. And he was a Yiddish, he definitely owned it outright. He was, whenever he became normal, that's when he yashed it properly. So there's definitely no question that it's his. Shaila is when he sold it. Avo lesle chazaka davase. He doesn't have a chazaka of his father. No, he bought it himself. How do we know that when he bought it, he also was normal? Maybe when he bought it with a shaita and he sold it with a shaita. If he bought it with a shaita, then just like he has a kinyan rabbana then, so too he has a kinyan rabbana selling. And therefore it's a valid sale. So I'm meaning, because shaita zov and shaita zovin. When he's a shaita, he bought it. When he's a shaita, he sold it. And therefore we will leave it now where it is. Rashi. Zovin nichse mocha kaka. He sold his property. I had to do the Rashi before. That's what he explains it. Becheskes haloiva, you leave the money with the borrower. And if it's property, tamid becheskes amoicha. By property, the law works reverse. It goes back to the seller. The Tony Braisa ain't the money. When the Braisa says you don't believe, loyde lehevish tadema al yuligvim. That means you can use it to collect it. El de loykarin le, we don't tear it up. The eat tough is midday. If the other guy grabs it, and the other guy comes back, say, hey, give back to me. Maybe we don't take it out. Damarina uki today lebahadi today. Umayne becheskes heichad the koy, whatever it is. Zavi nichse mocha kaka oizel the property. Cholim body was healthy. If he had a chazaka, and then we say the way he bought it, the way he sold it. Chazaka is not strong enough to cancel mechira, because how do we know that he was not in the same state of mind when he bought it?
What's the guy
right?
So we're saying to you, listen, we don't know.
You prove that you were normal when you bought it.
You agree you got this condition. So that's right. You bought this property. How do we know when you bought it?
Exactly. So you prove. If you can prove that you were normal, then it's different.
When he bought it, the sale was normal because the person who sold it knew what he was doing.
No, but the buyer has to also know what he's doing.
Yeah.
There are two parties there. Thank you, Rabbi. Back to your mother. We said before, Ein mazim minas eidim. We're not mazim eidim. As Rashi said on top of the page, let's not Rashi on the page because they get it here. Ukashain shein mazim in the eidim elofnim top Rashi. Says Rashi, what do you mean you're not mazim the eidim only in front of them? And why not? What do you need them here for? Shadihem boyin lechayvon. What's the second group of eidim saying? How can you say that Yaakov did this and this when you were with us in China at the time? Maybe Yaakov did it, but you don't know. That's what we say. And therefore we say that which you intended to do to Yaakov should do to you, right? Kazom alas lochim. So shadihem boyin lechayvon. We're coming to punish the eidim. We're not just coming to tell the story here. Kedei laonchen oy nefesh oy mammon. We're trying to punish them either personally or their money. When you want to punish somebody, the person that you're punishing has to be there. You want to say the shoyr is a mu'ad and cause damage, the owner of the shoyr has to be there. So you cannot be mazim edim unless the edim are there. So Rabbi Vu comes along and says, mazim edim they have to be there. However, when it comes to cancel edim, since over there there's no punishment involved, I don't need shleivim, even though they're not around, I can go ahead and contradict the edim. Then he said, third din, v'hazoma shalei b'fnei. What about mazim taka when they're not around? N'hi da hazoma lo hava. You cannot punish the first group of edim because v'hu ha'b'balo have to be here. Oh, but hakhosha mi hava. But I still contradicted them. It's not a hazoma, because he said on top of the page, hakhosha tchilas hazoma. Hakhosha starts the hazoma. So if two edim come along and say, that the Reuven and Shimon said that Yaakov was a murderer, and then they saw him murder somebody, they couldn't have seen it because they were in China at the time. Okay, we can't punish these two Edim because they were not around. But what we could do is save Yaakov's life because we just contradicted the Edim. Rashi. So three Edim is said here. No Rashi.
It's actually interesting. This is not bought in
the Makas.
Yeah, it's not bought in.
That's how Shas works. Sorry? There's Rashi. On Hida Zomalahavi Lo Oinchim. Okay, Rashi continues before he said, you can't punish them like Nefesh Lemaman. About Chosha Havi Levatele Dosan. Definitely invatel. Let the moral analyze it. Amal, you said, Im Yesh Eidim. Sheksav Yodim Huzem. You learned before, if there were other Eidim, that this, you know, signatures, we know from elsewhere, that the signatures are valid. So the second pair of Eidim have no migui. Oy Shaho Yaksav Yodim. It said in the Braisa before. We said before, when we explained the Braisa, You said if there were eight in the Ksav Yodim, Mishtar Shekar Olavir. Either there were Edim that recognized the signature in the Shtar, or they were able to produce another Shtar with these Edim signature, and we can compare notes. But we didn't stam say Shtar. A Shtar Shekar Olavir, a Shtar that was doubted, and the Bezin had to verify it, and they give a stempel over there, and say, this is kosher. That's the only kind of Shtar that we are going to use to draw analysis. Because otherwise, I don't know that original Shtar isn't a full Shtar. Hainu didn't produce a whole bunch of four stars. So it says the Gemara, Oisha Yiksav Yodim Yitzim Okamach Mishtash Golavida, but who is in the Bezin? It had to be verified in the Bezin. Ain't the money. Then the second pair is not believed because they're longer than Migi. So the Gemara is now Medayik, Dafke, Kora Olavida, Dafke, if it was questioned. In, like Kora Olavida, if you still have a star in your records, in your archives, with these two signatures of the two Adam signed in it, that doesn't support anything. How do we know that that's a kosher star? Loi, no, doesn't work. Is this a raya misayele Rabasi that supports Rabasi's din? The Omer Rabasi said, "Ein mekayim es hashtar ela mishtar shekara olavider vehuchzik bebezin." That's the only you want to draw an analogy. You have to find another. You want to similarities. You have to find another star that was actually verified and established that those edim were kosher. Then we can use it again and again.
If you've got a star and you're anticipating maybe the borrower will give you a hard time, you got a bezin. That's not the same as this.
It is. You have to do a couple of things.
You're anticipating maybe.
So what you have to do is make sure these Adam will be around if you have ever questioned, or make sure the other Adam who saw these guys sign so they can come and bezel and sign, otherwise you're in trouble.
But I'm saying this just
for yeah, and Nochmed.
So it was once you have established that process, it's not within the Sunni as an evil. Because if you went anticipating an evil, you did this process, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, we learned before that there's a Kana now called Kiyim Shtaris. Again, every Shtar has to be Mekuyim. So when you get, you can't just bring Stamveld Adim to sign. You have to now be careful. In Lahavn Lagoish, well, don't you need witnesses? Everything has to be witnessed now. Oh, sorry, it's only one witness, yeah. I mean, the Lagoish said, Ein mekayim es hashtar, ela mishtek suvis.
Yeah.
We're going to see in tomorrow's Gemara a big machlek is what exactly the witnesses are saying when they sign a star. What are they saying?
When you read a ksuba, it's the ksuba, the saying we heard the chassid say all these things to the kallah.
Yeah.
So it was the witnessing the transaction.
Yeah. Not by a loan. You're allowed to write a star to a levy even though he never borrowed the money.
It's not
a new star of money. No,
it's called. Well, we saw that.
Yeah, 100%.
Even though
100%. We'll have the roll of a shas. Well, we learned yesterday with star amana, which is different. There, you gave a star to the malva. Yeah. That is unreasonable. But if you leave it with a loiva, nothing wrong. The loiva always asks for it. Yep. Nedoi says that's not good enough. Ein mekayim min as a star ela mishtei suvas ay mishtei sadas. You need two fields, or you need two stars. To analyze to see the signature the same, or two transactions of sales of fields, and v'husha ochlam ba'alem gimel shanim, and the owners who bought the fields based on that shtar lived there for 3 years and nobody protested uveshufin and was smooth seamless and there was no protest, so then we know that this is all verifiable. So it's a big deal, these witnesses. Not stam the world, you get two schmoes to come and sign. Rashi. The other star was questioned. When it was established, if it was never questioned, the original star wasn't a false one. These very Edim had to sign two other contracts. And they should never have been questioned. They were signing two other stars. They sold two fields. And the purchasers were able to eat from the live on those properties for at least 3 years. And there was no dispute. Then you can only, then can you make a third star from it. But the Shufi believe without any question. Says, when do we rely on these? Look how strict we were. When do we rely on these two stories? If the Bezin has them in the archives, or other people, other purchasers produce them and show that this is what happened. The very same person produces two other stories. Hey, look, these two agents signed for me in the past and everything's all right. And then lie. Because we're scared that also those two are forged. What's the logic? Because maybe he forged them, he has two. So he just forged a third one because he's able to copy. Maybe the first two taka were 100% good, but he the one produced them, he owned, he had those stars, so he got a forger, and he was able to forge the third star. if that's what b'chayshin, what helps us if two other people came and brought the shtar to prove to us, Dilma Azul v'chazer, maybe he went, he had a look at the shtaris, and then he went home and he forged it, v'asav his eif. And if you don't have them with you, b'shas ma'isa, while you're forging it, we're not worried that it can be so accurate. Sure, there'll be mistakes, even if you have a good memory. But if you happen to have them here, or you do get tracing paper, whatever it is, and you copy. So we don't trust you. Rashi. He looked at them and he was able to accurately copy them. He was able to fit in one ksav another. It's not in him, it's impossible. Second one, tell him what we learned. A person can, let's say you saw something, you take notes. This is how Rashi and Tesh learn. You can take notes and put it down. We have a cloud called Mepihem Beloim Mepiksavim. So what exactly Mepihem Mepiksavim is a big Machlek Zashonim. The famous Rambam holds that Mepihem Mepiksavim is that all shtaros are not valid. No such thing as a valid shtar. And because Mepihem Lempik Zavim, you need Adam standing in front of you. The moment you write a piece of paper, you know the Adam sign. What do you have here? Mepihem Lempik Zavim. Then, and the Ramban obviously asks them, the Ramban, what about Get? A Get is a shtar, according to you, and Kedushin. Famous question. So Chaim Brisker explains there's two kinds of Gitin. Two kinds of shtar. There's a shtar that makes it happen, and a shtar raya. The Ramban is talking about a shtar raya. Shtar raya means when you make a transaction. The shtar over there is a raya that you made a transaction. But so over there, their take is Mepihem Lempik Zavim. So I mean, the rabbanah, the shtar's work. A get. The get is what separates a man from the wife by kedushin. The get is what marries him. So therefore, that is not me pihem living something. That's as it's happening. So that, according to the Rabbi Chaim Biskup Shat, the Rambam would hold that's good as well. Okay, so that's the big machleg zeshay. I mean, this is not old stuff. But Rashi learns over here, Mepi Olympics of him is, no, Shtar's all Shtar's matter, I'm the Raisa. Mepi Olympics of him is, you're writing down your notes to remember an Aedus you once saw. You saw somebody commit a crime. So you know that one day you might come to a court, so you write it down to remember. Now, if you go to court and you read on this piece of paper, that's Mepi Olympics of him. But if you look at the paper and then you remember, this is what happened, that's not Mepiyam will be something, because your memory. That's what Ashi Lung Mariah. Kicha. But that shtar over there was, Yibio said, take the deeds and bury in the grounds, or we'll have them for 7 years from now. And but that's not the shtar of Kedushin. That's not the shtar we learn from Kedushin. That's not the shtar we learn from Kedushin from there. We can more use that to prove that that a soda, your koina, we can more use that to prove the shtar works by Kedushin. Not at all. We can more use that to prove that kicha kichim is the ephron, and just like it's the ephron, you have that it works with whatever the kinyan is. Over here also it works with kesef. The shtar over there was only. So how does my kesef yiknu? We don't bring it from the shtar. They forget. You mix it with the gemara. The gemara we have yimre by the shtar the more basav. We prove there that we have shtaris by when you buy property because he told them to bury it in the ground and keep the deeds. But nothing to do with the raisa. That's nothing to do with kedusha with the raisa.
No.
We, in kedusha we bring it to prove. Yeah.
Oh. When you want to, when the why that you acquiring is not by chazoka or anything like that, but digging the ground.
Yeah,
the shtar.
Yeah.
So there was Yimi is one that.
Nothing to do with that. Yimi was a shtar raya.
Shtar raya.
When you come back from bubble, we'll be able to prove that this out whose property is what.
So where do you have from the Torah that you can actually like give you a shtar?
We learn from Get. Torah is a cost of love, is ever creases. Yeah, we learn. It says the yotze v'hoisa. Whatever applies to the yotze applies to hoisa. Paket, the imorah could just have here. So that's how we know shtab. Kesem and olon.
So if you go to the ger, the more do you think
you're going to be right? Yemi, don't do that. Yemi is the idea that a shtar raya, Gemara talks about 3 years and all that. Don't do that. The Gemara, the Beis and the Beis, brings down Yemi, is soda is by kesef yiknu. That kesef. And the Ephron, but not negated to Kedushin at all. Okay. So we learned. Koyse vodem edus hashtar. If a person writes edus hashtar, umeyi doleh, and he can testify. Afilachah kama shanim. He can have that piece of paper and use it many years later. Only if you remember on your own. So what does the paper do? The paper reminds you of the details, maybe. You remember the whole general idea. You can't remember pratim. So you look at the paper to remind you of the pratim. Oh, if you don't remember, and the paper is what you're reading from, then that's called mipi hem. Let me pick some. Rashi. Many years later, remember part of it, remember all of it. Sabyecha says no. Afa pisha ain't zechemat. Sabyecha says even if you don't remember it, you can use it. How? Rashi. So Rashi explains. Not you reading it from the paper. That for sure everyone holds in the Olympic Sovereign. You look at the paper, you tackle, didn't remember it all. You look at the paper, and then after a few minutes, it triggers something in your mind. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I remember now. You must say, I remember now. Then you're allowed to quote Rabbi Yechon. But otherwise, it's a PM. He doesn't forget so much. But if he doesn't remember it all, I'm a PM Olympic Sovereign. Look what I write. How did they two people? The Yodis had to say they knew Aedis. Umanshu had Menayu. And one of the Aedim, they both saw something together. And then by the time they got to Bezim, years later, one of them forgot. Based on this, Matkin Chad Lechavid. The other guy said, don't you remember Yankee was standing here and talking about this and this and this, and then suddenly this happened? And then the guy said, oh, yeah. That's called valid Aedis. Like Rabbi Yechon said right here. As long as afterwards it triggers something in your mind, say, oh, yeah, now I remember, that's good enough. What about if the person who reminds you is not the other aide, but the defendant? The defendant said, hey, don't you remember anything? And then he remembers. What happens then? Is he planting? Exactly. Even if the one who reminded him is the defendant, all right. That already is fishing. What happens then? Anyway, right? However, if he's a Talmud Chacham, if the witness is a Talmud Chacham, that means you can trust him. He's honest that he will never say, "I remember," when he doesn't. Then I feel atma. Even the defendant can tell her, "Yankee, don't remember you." And then the guy says, "Oh yeah, I remember now." We trust the Talmud Chacham because Talmud Chacham are honest people. We trust him. The attacker remembered. Ki had Rav Ashi. We have a story. Rav Ashi have a yediyah le besadus le Rav Kana. Rav Ashi. Knew once some edus about Rav Kana. Omalei midokir mar hay sadusa. Do you remember what happened? So Rav Kana, omalei loino. No, I don't remember. So then Rav Ashi didn't remember what happened. V'lav hochi v'hocha, Rav Kana said, Rav Ashi, don't you remember this and this happened? Omalei lo yedana, no, I don't remember. L'soiv itkir Rav Ashi. At the end, Rav Ashi remembered. Yeah. Asid lay. So he went to testify. He went to testify on behalf of Rav Kahana. Chazil Rav Kahana dam chasis. He saw that he was hesitant, that he wasn't very happy with the ages because the defender reminded him. Amalei mi sovir alaka samichna ano havidram ano hu diramoya nafshi vidkri. Yeah, Megam Gimrash says. But we're hesitating. He didn't want to, he wasn't very happy about it. So Rav Ashi said, you think I'm relying on you, Rav Kahana, what you told me? I remembered it myself. This is when the Raya Tezah brings Rav Kahana, there were two Rav Kahanas. Because this is Rav Ashi's time, Rav Kahana was Rav's Talmud. Rashi, so we see here what? That Talmud Chacham was allowed to. If he would have remembered me, Shapi Lev and saw Mechas Vekel, make him never get up there and testify. Mechas Vekel, Tom and Ravashi, hey, but nobody says ages. Think about right, talking about people forgetting. Look what the Gemara says here, what people, how long it takes for people to forget. The Gemara says here. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we learned. Hatululi is if you find hills, if you find little mounds next to a city, we suspect that maybe somebody was buried in those mounds, so Kainim should walk around them. And we suspect that there were a lot of miscarriages, and they didn't go and bury, and the women that were very embarrassed, whatever, they would go secretly alone at night, whatever, and bury their neifel, and they would dig up somewhere and build a little bit of a mound. So Kainim have to walk around it. So Tanan, how we learned. Hatululi is you have these little hills. Hakravis, if they're nearby, Bain Le'ir, whether they're near a city, Bain Le'der, near a road, so it could be someone's traveling and decide to bury somebody, then Echad Chadosh is whether it's something brand new. And the Echad Yishon is whether it's something old, Temeyas, with their tummy. Well, Choshes is a dead body there. And people don't remember. However, Harachik is if they're far away, Chadosh, if they're far away. Chadosh, if it's new, Tehidus, because people remember. If it's new, it's far away, what do we worry about? A woman wouldn't go on her own. It's too far away. She would take somebody or so few people with her, and they would come back and tell us. So if it's new, people would remember if this woman was carrying, they did a Levaya or something. It never happened. It's time. Yeah, exactly. Obe Yishan, if it's old, could be Taki, it happened many years ago, and Tamei is a tummy. Okay, Rashi. It's common for people to bury in a little mound because people go off the road to do it. Because people generally, they're not worried that people will walk over the mound because it's not on the road, it's off the road. So they have no qualms in making a little caver. You ever see in America, every time there's, maybe here also, if it's a car accident, they usually, if they don't bury right there, they make more, exactly. So the same idea, they bury it, die, leave it there. Not so far. How you can't tell? Chadosh, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. There was no tell here. Also, now is a tell. Where'd it come from? You can argue if there was a levaya, wouldn't mit kadokel? Somebody would remember. I feel like it made the tummy miss something. Why? The kibun the smuchli is near the city. There's possibility. Isha yichida hocha, a single woman went there. She miscarried. The kavra sham neivishalai. She buried there her fetus. Harachik is far away. The ain't isha yechidah lech. A single woman can go there. Chadosh is if they're new to her, because we would remember because people went with her. The imisa the nikvah bay have a yoni would know. But Yishan is old ones to meis. Shekvanish takah chadovim and yoni. People forgot. Look, Gemara, right now. What's the definition of a kreiva and what's the definition of a chayik? So the Gemara, first of all, he kreiva. What's close? Chamishim amah. Up to 50 amas from the road from the city is called close. A woman's not scared to go. Beyond that, she's scared. You know, she doesn't want to be raped, chas v'shalom, whatever it is. She won't go on her own. Less than the 70 and 2/3 of an amma, we give to an extension of the city. Women were very, careful. The Eze Yishana, look at this. What's considered old that we say people probably forgot? Shishim Shana. If it's less than 60 years old, we expect people to remember. Another, when you get 60 years old, that's when you start forgetting everything. Sorry?
I've got a good long memory.
You remember everything that happened from when you were 5 years old? Well, you're an exception. Better than what you remember yesterday? What happened yesterday?
The lady's not going to take a 5-year-old. She'll take a
20-year-old. No. Yeah, 100%. I'm just kidding about 60-year-olds. What I'm just saying is that the Gemara assumes, a mayor, that up to, obviously he's talking about himself because he was a genius, that up to 60 years, you remember everything. It's an amazing thing.
Anyway, okay.
I'm sure there are things that you forgot in your life also.
Today, are you allowed to bury somebody outside
the cemetery? You're allowed to, but it's Mace. Yeah, Koine Mekoime. Mace Mitzvah is Koine Mekoime. Yeah, a Mace Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kreve, no, different definition. Kreve, you know what the definition is? She ain't Kreve in Menor. If this is the closest mound to the city, that's called Kreve. Could be further than 50 amas. Could be there's 3 or 4 or 5 within 50 amas. The first one is the only one. She probably went to the first one. She wouldn't, and not beyond that. So the closest one, that's Kreve. What's Yishana? She ain't Adam Zarcha. Yishana, an old one is that nobody remembers. You ask around. Anybody remembers that? They said nobody. It could be 10 years ago. It doesn't go by time. It goes by people in the city. Nobody knows. What's that hill for? Where did it come from? I don't remember. That's called the Yishana. Look at Rashi. So what don't you remember? Not you remember what happened. You remember, if a guy says, oh, it was always here. If people say this is always here, that's called they don't remember. If they remember, yes, it wasn't here before, it happened, then we're choshish. But if they say they're always here, that's called they don't remember. Whenever, think about it. My ir or my derech. You said next to the city, next to the road. What's the definition of a city and definition of a road? Ilay me ir, ir mamish a city. And derech, derech mamish just a highway. Misfeka, mi magli and tumas. So you're going to say, if you see a mound, where are we going to say that? If a kohen happens to walk over, he becomes tummy. Vahamadish lakish ila matzu. They found the slightest excuse. Vitira tzron. They just said, oh, we don't like to generate tumas. Afushi tumal lay mafshinin, we say. We try to reduce the amount of tumas. So ila, the slightest excuse we use to say that it's not tummy. So why, if you have a road, you're going to say, oh, a hill, right? Let's be machme tami Rashi. Ila motzu alila ba'alma. Any excuse motzu chachami vechazikaba, and they use that litlis ole or tie its own to use it and say, oh, probably that's what it is, and metayis its own. That's another bit of basa alma misfeika. Let machzikin tumen bekagos. So we don't enjoy saying this tumen et yisrael. Means ir has muchla basic kvaras. City by definition means a city that has a basic kvaras in it or next to basic kvaras. That's called a city. And derech means derech basic kvaras. And derech means a road to the basic kvaras. Says Gemara like this: Bish leim a derech basic kvaras, a road to basic kvaras. And you see a mound, I can understand why we're choishes. Let's say it happened right before Shabbos, and you didn't get there in time, so you're buried right where you were. You're not allowed to be solon lemei, so you're buried right there where you were. Fine, I understand. The zimni in the misrami ben hashmoshes happened erev Shabbos umikroi, and it just so occurred kivroi betel, so you buried it on that hill. I can understand why a road, your city has no basic kvaras. You're going the road to the basic kvaras. You need to make the time, so you bury it. Fine. And the ir has smuchah kvaras. If there's a city right next to basic kvaras, you have no excuse a minute before Shabbos. You have plenty of time to prepare these things. You know exactly where the basic kvaras. You know what time to start. Is cool basic kvaras? We go to basic kvaras. I mean, one could have answered the child died a minute before Shabbos, and you don't have any time. Rashi. Mesamim es moshel erev Shabbos ve'ain shehus leilich ad beir kolin of time. Says you want to bite your arm. Chanina says, what are we worried about? We're worried about a woman burying her fetus. What are we worried about? We're worried about a single woman, an ordinary person would bury in the basic kvaras. We're worried about a single woman who has a fetus. She's embarrassed. That's what I want to know. So she goes over there and she buries alone. Or a mukish chin, this is the sad thing. A mukish chin, those people who are afflicted with leprosy and chin, their body parts would fall off them. Their hands would fall off. What sickness is that? Leprosy, mamish. Probably limbs fall off. And the limbs fall off and metamish like a dead person. So mukish chin, you want to bury the limbs. Zerah is saying, is ad chamishim amma ozla, they're going on their own, they're embarrassed. So up to 50 amas, they'll go on their own. They would go on their own. Tfei more dabra inish bahadah. She would attach another person with her and go. Ule beisa akvaris ozla. She would go and go to a proper beisa akvaris. Hichach tumet yisrael loy machzikinen. So generally tumet yisrael when I'm machzik. Rashi. Umukish chich evrei noiflin. Oish achoit chino yisrael cut them off. The evim and achai metamik evim and mes. It's metamik. Kid aminim bahoy veroitish. Mamen. Yeah. So the Gemara. So that's why we're choshed for these mounds, for these women, or these mukishchin. Omer Avchiza said, Shmamin, Omer Ameyer, Hai Sa'adusa. Why do we bring this whole Gemara down? For a mayor we learn out, from glean from him. Hai Sa'adusa. How long does a person remember his testimony? Ad Shisin Shnin, up to 60 years, Mitkir, he remembers. Tfei Lem Mitkir. But more than 60, he don't remember. So if a guy has a piece of paper, and 60 years later, he pulls the piece of paper out and says, oh, I remember, we don't believe you, because we said before that you can't read Mepim or Piksavim. So only if you read the paper, oh yeah, now I remember. But if it's more than 6 years, we don't believe you. So you have to be bar mitzvah, 73 years old. You remember where, by who?
I'm not sure, but if they would have to produce
the signature and then
I'll remember. Other than that, I don't remember.
Exactly, okay, but, so according to this,
and you talk about Chassan, the Chassan is a big event,
look at the Gemara says right now, so first the Gemara makes a black and white, you know, statement, 60 years, comes along, the Gemara says no, Velayi, we disagree with you, Hassam, over there, you saw an Adis. The Loi Ram Yoleh doesn't matter to you. You don't really care. You don't really necessarily try to remember it. So therefore, we say up to 60 years you remember. And beyond 60 years, you don't remember. You know, somebody went with this woman there and buried the mace. Up to 60 years you remember, and beyond that, you don't remember. What you have to remember, you have to negate you. Aval Hoch over here, when you wrote down the Adis, why did you write down the Adis? To remember it. Since you applied it to your memory, you can remember it Loi Lam Void. I wish it was true for me. Kivan the Ramiole, I feel Tuvanami. Since you made an effort to remember it, therefore you can remember it even longer than 60 years. They must have, these people were unbelievable. They can remember things like that. Rashi. I remember Gemara Ksuvos from when I was a bacha 17 years old, 40 years ago, or almost 40 years ago, rather than when I learned it 7 years ago, and 14 years ago, and 21 years ago. I learned Homesachta.
Yeah, but you remember the Homesachta?
I remember the Homesachta. But I remember it from back then, not from now. So you remember better things. I'm younger. I remember things better from when you're younger than when you're older.
Not everything you learn, but events in your life, things that happen.
Some of things happen, you totally forget. Ever happened. Mishnah. One aid comes along and says, "This is my handwriting." Yes, I recognize it. Vizek Savi. Remember, we learned before you have to make a Mishnah. So one aid comes along and says, "This is my handwriting." Vizek Savi said, "This is my handwriting." Vizek Savi Yodi, Vizek Savi Yodi. Each one said, "This is my handwriting. This is the handwriting of my friend." And Vizek Savi Yodi, Vizek Savi Yodi Chavedo. So each one is testifying on his own, on his behalf of his friend. How do you aid? Of course, they believe. You have two aid on each one. The guy himself and another guy. What about Ze'im Ezek Sav Yodi? Because I don't have to sign together. So I sign and I recognize my signature, and you sign, you recognize your signature, but you don't know mine, I don't know yours. What happens then? Is Rebbe holds Tzrichin Litzarev Imoyim Acher. Rebbe holds, then all you have is one aid on each signature. So each aid has to find another person to join him to combine to make two aidim on the signature. Divrei Rebbe. Chachom say no. Ain't Tzrichin Litzarev Imoyim Acher. You don't need anybody else. Elanem and Odon Leimazek Savyadi. What's the machlekes? Machlekes very pashut. When two aidim come along and say these are our signatures, what are they testifying? Almana Shebeshtar Hemidim or Aksavyadi Hemidim? Are they saying, they're not, we don't know what happened to Shabbat, but we're saying this is my signature, is that what they're saying? Or they're saying that this transaction happened. If they're saying the transaction happened by saying this is my signature, what are they really saying? That this taka happened, so you have two aidim on the same transaction. You have your two aidim, you don't need anything else. But if they're coming to testify only on the signatures, so you only have one aid on this signature and one aid on this signature, so you need two. Says the Gemara, Keshetim Tzolem, if you want, I can explain to you, the Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, why do each one have to bring another aid with them? Al Ksav Yodon Heim Idim. They're testifying regarding their own Ksav. They're testifying on the transaction, and therefore you have to aid him. Rashi, in the money mission, he could say, Sadi, said, I call Ksav, come each hand, I ring Sri, and Sadi Monacha, she yak, except his name to recognize the three Sadi, meaning to aid him. I call Ksav, Ksav, a time of Nomor explain. She thinks, well, even Ebbi, because a time of the Dvara, when you analyze the Ksav, you'll see, Ksav, Yodan, him, Boyn, Lhoi, they're testifying by the signatures, because she came in a star bezin, when they're ascertaining the star and bezin, and Lefich, and Sadi, Shnaim, I call Ksav, Ksav, you two for each Ksav. However, you come, Amon, she bestar him, Eden, and Nachno, Reino, Hamilbe, the Chasam, we sign, Hilch, but three Sadi, is enough, but let's sorry, Chad, Benai, Lassu, Chav, I don't need anyone else, another one. For you want to pshit, Abi, I mean, so clear, that's a machlekes. Is a monish rishtai a medium, or ksav yodim medium? Nay, I would have thought, okay, it's clear that Chacham hold, they're coming to testify about the transaction, so you have to aid him. But Rebbe, it's not so clear. What do you mean not so clear? We're not sure if Rebbe holds mamish that's testifying on the signatures, or Rebbe is misapik. He's not sure if they're testifying on the transaction or on the signatures, and therefore he's being machman and saying, maybe they're testifying on the signatures, let's get somebody else with them. But maybe they're also testifying on the manash of Ishtar, let's be machman that as well. How is that a chumra? We'll see. The Rebbe is svukim misapik, he's not sure. E al ksav yodam him idim. Are they testifying on the signatures? Or on the mon b'shtar? What's the chilek of Rebbe holds vadai that they're testifying on the signatures, or he's only misapik? Heichad mischad menayim. What happens if one of the edim dies in the interim? The question is, liboy shnayim and ashuk lahoyid olav. You need now, on the second signature, you'll need now two aid. You can't have the first aid and it's testifying, yes, I recognize the other aid signature and have another aid. You can't do that. You know why? Because if you hold that Almana Shebeshtar Hemeyidin, if you hold that, then each aid is the saying aid is about the shtar. So when I testify about my signature, I don't need any aid to come with me to testify my signature because I'm testifying on half of the shtar. And the other signature is testifying on half of the shtar. So then if the other guy dies, I testify about my signature, that's half the shtar. The other guy dies, we need now to know who the other signature is. One aid can't come along, so you need two aid. If I testify about the other guy, it comes out that 3/4 of the shtar is based on my testimony, my signature, which is half of the amount of money, and then half of the other signature and then 1/8 regular, 3/4 and 1/4. You can't have 1/8 taking 3/4 out. So if you hold a manasha b'shtarim edim, you'll need to have 2 edim for the other signature. So we're machmed that a manasha b'shtarim edim. On the other hand, we're machmed that al ksav yodim edim. So you cannot testify your own signature because maybe ksav yodim, if you're testifying your signature, you need 2 for each signature. Get somebody else to come and join you. Comes out, you're taking 3/4 of the money, 1/8. So v'hachal chumre. That's what we would have thought. Kamash v'lan, it comes to tell you, no, the Rebbe mifshit pshitle. Rebbe is definitely convinced that bein lekula, bein lechumre, what's the inyan? You're here to testify on the ksav yad, and therefore you need 2 edim for the ksav yad. And if the other guy dies, you can't be the aid for the other ksav yad. Because why? Because you're only a quarter. When you testify on your ksav yad, you're only a quarter of the shtar, because you're going to have 2 edim for the other handwriting and another aid with you. And then even if I'm joining the other aid on the other handwriting, so I have another quarter. So I'm only half. I made him 2 edim, so that means each one is allowed to do half. So I'm doing half. So it's not a problem. Tomorrow.